is Ozarks at Large for July 2nd, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone from New Orleans is Becca Martin Brown. Most of the time, she's features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Today, she's just having a ball.
Right now, I'm exclusively yours, at least for the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
So, are you still having the beautiful weather?
We had lows in the lower 50s this morning throughout Northwest Arkansas. Unheard of for early July.
You know, I would feel envious, except I spent yesterday on a beach.
So, see, there you go.
Have you ever heard of Ship Island?
I have, yes.
It's off the coast of Gulfport, Mississippi, and it's part of the Gulf Islands National Seashore, which was established in 1971. The history of the island is fascinating because it's part of the Barrier Islands coming into the Gulf. It also was strategically significant in the War of 1812 because they found out they should have had a fort on it.
That's one of those things you don't like to find out. You kind of like to know ahead of time.
Exactly. So they started lobbying after the War of 1812, supported by the Secretary of War, a guy named Jefferson Davis, to get a fort on the island. It took them till 1859 to get it started. And then there was this little conflict called the Civil War, and the Confederates were on Ship Island. There was a battle that took, 20 minutes. Shortly thereafter, the Confederates said, there's really no point in trying to keep this island, and they went away.
Right.
And the Union, of course, held the island the rest of the war. The ship that was there and lost the 20-minute skirmish, but was also there and took over the island, was the Massachusetts.
Ah, the USS Massachusetts.
That's the reason the fort is called Fort Massachusetts. And now it's held by the U.S. government as part of the Gulf Islands National Seashore, and it is absolutely fascinating. And then you wander down to the beach, and there's this perfect white sand. I heard people around me greatly distressed that they had no iPhone service.
Which makes it a reason for many to want to go even more.
It was wonderful. So, coming up in Northwest Arkansas, there's this little thing called the 4th of July.
Yes.
And it starts tomorrow night with fireworks at Veterans Park in Rogers. Mm-hmm. Watermelon food and music start about 6:30 and fireworks about 9 and dusk, you know.
Right.
Also tomorrow night, the Celebration of Freedom, which is at the Paris High School football field, about 9 o'clock, and fireworks at 9:30 at Loch Lomond Dam in Bella Vista.
And that's
just
the beginning.
And we'll tell you more of those things tomorrow.
Yeah, that's just the beginning. All right.
Yeah, we'll read more of a list tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Becca.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers and is happily on vacation.